Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
One local Nashville restaurant is using hands-free technology to deliver food to your table.
Garth Brooks releases new details about his Broadway bar.
Plus, what is the economic impact of all these new companies and jobs moving to Nashville?
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Of a time when there could be a robot delivering your food to your table at a restaurant?
I've seen a few companies do it in like Japan. Like
Domino's delivering the little robots.
I've seen it on college campuses.
Okay.
And it's hilarious because the robot has to deal with I've watched a video, I kid you not, last week, and there was a sidewalk that had a drain on the side of a pretty big drain grate that was open, and this robot just went flat into literally head dove right into the drain.
I hope somebody's Chick-fil-A or something wasn't in it.
Yeah, something got destroyed real bad. Like, no hesitation, that thing went straight down into it.
That's funny. Well, according to WSMV or iHeartRadio, I think they're getting the resource from WSMV. It looks like there's going to be a restaurant in Nashville that's going to be using a robot to deliver your food. And this is one of the best restaurants in Nashville. This is Party Fowl in Donelson.
Yeah, so Party Fowl has a lot of locations. They're only testing this out in their Donelson location. I think it has more of the square footage to accommodate this. Luckily, I don't think this robot's going to be roaming too much outside. So I don't think we'll have to worry about it falling into any storm grates. But this is pretty cool. The robot, which is named Nash,
how original,
will serve as a food runner, bringing food from the kitchen to the table. So this is going to be very interesting. Austin Smith, the owner of Party Fowl, said that he was approached by PepsiCo and Bear Robotics about testing out a robot food service worker, which has been used at other restaurants around the country. Austin said, I think with the struggles that restaurants are having, keeping fully staffed at this point, I think the future is going to look a lot more like Nash.
I really hope it's a robot dressed like a hot chicken or like a chicken, and then he's delivering your hot chicken.
I hope so too. I hope he tries it and screams. The robot gets to try the hot chicken. He's like, runs around like R2-D2 screaming like that. That'd be great. It says the restaurant is testing Nash in a 90 trial. I think it means a 90 day trial. So if you want to see this, I go to Party Fowl in Donelson. To see this, it says, according to the news outlet, full service would likely require three robots at a time. During the testing phase, Smith hopes to add more humans to the staff, in this future, despite the testing phase. Dude, that would be so cool if it was just a bunch of robots roaming around Party Fowl handing you your food.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun. It'd be a lot of fun.
I kind of want to go try this.
Yeah, I do too. So, if any of you go to Party Fowl in Donelson, comment below, DM us on Instagram at xplr.nash. Let us know what your experience was having Nash hand you your food. And
does it hand you your food, or is your food sitting on top of Nash?
I think your food would be sitting on top of Nash.
I don't know.
And then you have to grab it from him.
I have no idea.
And then he runs away.
But one thing, I have no idea. One thing I do know is Garth Brooks is planning on opening the Chick-fil-A of honky tonks.
This was kind of weird to me. I don't think Chick-fil-A has anything to do with honky tonks. It was an interesting comparison. This is coming to you from News Channel 5. In an announcement before his Nissan Stadium performance, Garth Brooks revealed Friday the name of his upcoming Nashville bar. This is, of course, where all you old Nashvillians, where Paradise Park used to be located. And this is going to be called Friends in Low Places. I think some of us already kind of had a pretty good guess that that's what was going to be the name of this. But Garth Brooks said, they keep asking me what I want. He said, I want the Chick-fil-A of honky tonks, which is very interesting. And so this may be a hard thing to imagine, but maybe he's going to kind of reinvent it a little bit in a sense.
Probably superior service. Like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it could be. Absolutely. It could be superior service. He goes on to say in this quote from News Channel 5, I want a place where you go in and feel good. I want it to feel safe and everyone's got good manners. Garth continues to say, I'm hoping that right when you walk in, it's got that kind of love everybody stated right there. That's what it's about. So I want a place that's just safe, that feels good. I'd love it to just be a classic honky tonk.
So no opening date has been set yet, and Brooks has been seen renderings and drawings of the bar, but has yet to step foot in the honky-tonk to be. I'm going to miss Paradise Park, even though I have not been to Paradise Park since probably 2018.
There was, I mean, I mean, to me, Paradise Park is just an older bar. There was nothing besides the, like, green turf on the ground, at least to me. It was nothing, like, super special.
Their little like quick slider burgers were pretty good, but that's pretty much it. We have a Twitter feed, or this is coming from Garth Brooks' Twitter. It's just a feed of them putting up a sign, Friends in Low Places.
There you go. Friends in Low Places. Now, Stuart, if you were to guess what would be in the experience of a Chick-fil-A honky-tonk experience, not a Chick-fil-A served in a honky-tonk, although that would be phenomenal. Be
awesome.
But if you had to make a honky-tonk feel like a Chick-fil-A as far as quality and service, what does that mean? Because I don't know if I've technically or really kind of grasped what that concept is.
Well, it's really, really, really good customer service. It's feeling welcomed as soon as you walked in. So when I think of Chick-fil-A, I think it's Discount Tire and how efficient they are. Like when you walk in, you have somebody greet you immediately. It's just a high quality of customer service. And I think that a honky-tonk downtown could have that. It's just going to be interesting with how can you have that experience with so many crowds?
That's the biggest thing to me is I think you actually have to allow less people in to have that experience or else because anybody who's been in Nashville long enough, the IT bar has like a billion people in it at one time.
That's true. And unless it's the 1230 Club.
Right. Yep. The 1230 Club's different, I think, than the IT Bar.
That's true.
Right. The IT Bar has five different levels of different musical acts on each level, and is more walk around kind of space.
Yeah, I think.
And so I think they'll have to limit the capacity of how many people go in there in order to have that kind of experience.
Yeah, I think especially it depends on what type of food they're going to serve at this place.
Yeah,
it's going to be It would have to be more of like that private type room experience to get the Chick-fil-A of honky tonks.
It's very interesting.
Each room can hold 15 people, and then you have your own musician. I don't know. It's really interesting how that's going to pan out.
Yeah. So
I don't think it's going to be like a Chick-fil-A of honky tonks.
Yeah. It's an interesting comparison. Let us know in the comments. What do you think that means? How do you get to an old fashioned honky tonk, the Chick-fil-A of honky tonks? How do you make that happen? Let us know in the comments and we might just read it on air. All right. We've been talking about food with Chick-fil-A, so it's making me hungry. Let's talk a little bit about some local food here in town, where we've recently eaten.
Yeah, so we had the opportunity over the weekend to go to H&S Bagels and talk about... I'll
sneak away to there anytime.
Talk about efficiency. we called ahead, which was the smartest thing I think we've ever done.
This is the secret.
And we called ahead, and we had relatively big orders. So you had like four sandwiches in your order, and I had a half dozen bagels plus a sandwich. But when we walked in, the line was, I'd say it's probably about ten people deep. But there's more people waiting at the cash register to check out than the line. So it was just a lot of people. But calling ahead, we literally walked in, and we said, hey, this is the order. And they just handed us, and we just checked out and walked out. It was fantastic.
And especially because we've, since we've been here a few times now, there's no free parking.
There's not
in that area. And so if you order to go and you call ahead, the lot across the street, you may be able to just park in, and just walk in and out
with really, really quick in like 2 minutes.
And so yeah. That might have to have, you prevent from paying like $10 to park.
That's true.
If you call ahead. So
what did
little,
we have?
Little tip. I got and what is becoming my favorite there, not that I've had enough there to really choose a bunch of different things and make a decision, but a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. It's and put it on an everything bagel. I really like their everything bagels. Their bacon is fantastic. I had their sausage, egg, and cheese. Didn't like it as much as I like the bacon, egg, and cheese. But the bagels are so soft and delicious. I'm excited now to go try some New York bagels up in New York. You know, the people just, it's true what, you know, you've said in the past, and until we really had H&S bagels. And I think the bagel shop, on Union Street really until those places came, we didn't really have a good bagel experience here in Nashville.
Yeah. And we didn't have the hype behind the bagels.
Yeah. Now we have it.
So I had the same sandwich, the bacon. We didn't eat the same sandwich, but I had the same
you got
variety
the same one. Yeah.
Of sandwich, which was fantastic. But then I also got a half dozen of the everything bagels to go, and just being able to warm that up at my house and toast it, it's fantastic.
And is it just as soft?
So this is the secret. So you freeze it immediately.
Okay.
And then you put it in the microwave for about 25 seconds.
Okay.
It gets really soft, and then you toast it.
Oh, okay.
And it tastes almost exactly the day of. The only interesting thing is when you freeze it, it gets really, really chewy, but it's just a good chewy. So you're okay. Just like chewing on the bagel forever, but it's fantastic.
All right. I'll have to try that. All right. We've got some more Nashville tips coming up for you with Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day.
Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day. It's a great day to enjoy an outdoor patio. And there's a few places that come to mind for restaurants and outdoor patios in Nashville. The first one is Nectar Urban Cantina. They have an incredible outdoor patio. Tailgate Brewery in West Nashville off of Charlotte Pike has a great patio. And then another really great patio is Van Elrod's in Germantown.
Yeah, especially with the sounds playing, you could go to Van Elrod's and have a great time. You can even, they have so much of a huge beer selection.
That's true.
They've also expanded their outdoor patio area to where it used to be just kind of in front of the restaurant. Now they've got a huge side area as well, extending a little bit more towards Jefferson Street. And it's an incredible area. So if you want to go to either Von Elrod's or some other patios, some outdoor patios, or you can go to some of the rooftops in downtown Nashville during the day. Mellow Mushroom has a rooftop in downtown Nashville. If you want to grab some pizza with a rooftop experience, now that the weather is somewhat cooperating here in Nashville, and really enjoy the sun before it gets horribly hot,
which will be in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it'll be soon. So enjoy it while you can. Get a great bite in some of Nashville's local restaurants and enjoy the outdoors as much as you can during this next month, because it's going to be the best time before Nashville maybe gets a fall. We'll kind of see where that lands. So enjoy the outdoors while you can. Eat at a great Nashville outdoor patio. That is Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to ScreenThreads.com.
All right. One of the things that we talked about yesterday was Nissan Stadium, the possible new stadium, kind of in conjunction with the East Bank, because really it was kind of touted as a major project, kind of a campus, if you will. And so, you know, that really kind of got us thinking, you know, what is the impact? Is there a number? How do we put this into numbers for the impact of something like that coming into Nashville? So we did a little research, and there's something that the Nashville Chamber of Commerce has put together. It's pretty cool. This is not a new thing, but we kind of dug into it recently. And this is, I believe, their 2030 plan. Essentially is, yep. is what this is a part of. It's a PDF. We'll make sure that it's in the show notes, NashvilleDailyPodcast.com, so you can take a look at it, as well. And what it does, it evaluates the economic impact that a certain number of jobs will have on the city. And this kind of, interestingly enough, includes Nashville and Clarksville, data from kind of both of those. But it really gives you a good look at how economic development in a certain area, adding all of these jobs that have come into Nashville, all these job announcements, all these company headquarters moving to the area. You think that's great and all, but what is the actual impact of all of these jobs inside of the city, and what does it have on you, your neighbor, and your friends on the other side of town? A lot of it has to do with the economic impact and the ripple effect that it can create. So the first thing, there are two things that we're going to look at today from this. The first thing is they put out a report of what 30,000 jobs created in 1 year can do. And then if that is kept up over a 5 year period, what 150,000 target sector jobs over the next 5 years could produce for an economy, and what effect that has. A lot of it is kind of ripple effects, right?
Oh, hands down. What we're about to talk about is the ripple effects to the local economies. And so, as Aaron just mentioned, they cover the Nashville Metro Statistical Area and the Clarksville Metro Statistical Area, which I always thought Montgomery County was part of Nashville, and I didn't realize it was a separate metro statistical area.
Yeah.
But I guess it is. And so we're going to look at both of these counties, and this is coming from the Nashville Chamber of Commerce. If you want to see this graph, you can head to the podcast website, like Aaron said, or you can watch it on YouTube at explore.nash. So we're going to look at the impact of 30,000 jobs first.
Yeah. So let's we'll take a look at it here in a minute, but we're just going to talk about this. If you want to open the PDF, like Stuart said, that is in the that is in the show notes. Open it up. Let's talk about 30,000 target sector jobs created through 1 year of Partnership 2030. That's what they're calling this plan. Partnership 2030's economic development efforts. And this is from the Nashville Statistical Area and Clarksville. So what does 30,000 jobs create? So it's a lot.
It is a lot. So it creates $3.3 billion in wages and salaries. It adds $6 to the real GDP as of 2012, increases per capita income by $833.
And so that's the ripple effect, because this top left-hand corner thing, I think, helps us a lot, because this generates another 41,092 jobs across these metro statistical areas.
Yep.
30,000 jobs in this target sector job. So they can't just be any jobs. They have to be target sector jobs. This means it's in a certain category. So a lot of
healthcare.
Correct.
Industry. Depends on the breakdown. I think they have in the PDF what those breakdowns are.
Correct. So those and all of those things combined, that $30,000 target sector job plus that 41,000 and change ripple effect jobs creates that $3.3 billion in wages and salaries.
Yep.
Adds the $6.6 billion to a real GDP. $6.6 million. That's a lot of dollars that can be added to the Nashville budget, the Clarksville budget, every single year. That's not a number to take lightly.
Yeah, another big number is $4.7 billion in personal income. I'm not sure if that's in general the growth of people's income over this time period, but that's a lot of money as well. And then from an international export activity, that's going to increase by $2.7 billion.
Wow. That's wild. We will be exporting $2.7 billion
more than what we already are.
Than what we already are, which is absolutely wild. And so there's another number that's on the side to the right. If you are following along with this PDF, if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook or at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com, another $3.4 billion in personal consumer expenditures. They kind of estimate where these are going to be going, where are the higher categories for this. Recreation and other services, $942 million.
I like how they have a little video game controller.
I know. Recreation, video game.
Yeah.
Healthcare, $501 million. Food and beverage, $207 million.
$100 million of that is just Aaron and I spending that on food and beverage.
Right? We will buy everybody's H&S bagels at that point. Housing, $324 million. Motor vehicles, $211 million. Furnishings, $158 million. So those are going to be really your high-dollar spending as kind of group totals for $3.4 billion in additional personal consumer expenditures there. So now the reason this stuff really matters is we've talked about this when we had our episode Tennessee in 2040. You really know, as a governmental agency or a company or anybody who's really preparing for long-term growth or long-term success or which industries need to be highlighted, that you really know how to plan for your city when you can see how people are going to behave and spend and where those dollars are going to go long term. So combining that Tennessee in 2040 effort with this partnership 2030, you can really target a lot of things for your city and, you know, really based off of where do you want people to spend money. You know, okay, we need to attract these kind of jobs. That's going to create an overflow of these kind of jobs. And you can really plan for everything if you're targeting the groups that you want to come into a city and make an impact. It really can, you really can kind of plan out your city in that way. You know, if everything goes well, which in Tennessee, knock on wood, Tennessee is one of the most business friendly states in the country right now. And as far as finances, Tennessee is one of the healthiest states in the country right now, as far as finances. So, it makes these things fairly predictable and fairly certain that we can at least get in the direction of our goals.
So you may be wondering, what are target sector jobs? So you have corporate services, you have healthcare management and information technology, you have advanced manufacturing, distribution and trade, and then you have music, entertainment, and hospitality. Those are the main sector jobs. So that's what they're trying to do, is get 30,000 of those a year. And then in addition, there's going to be 41,000 additional jobs based off of those sector jobs.
All right. So now what happens if we do that for five straight years?
It's a lot. There's a lot that happens. So the bottom line is, if they added 150,000 target sector jobs over the next 5 years, altogether in the two MSAs, Clarksville and Nashville, it will add over 233,000 jobs. It will also add, wow, this is a lot, $35.4 billion in additional GDP.
So, right now, Tennessee's state budget that is proposed is
$54 billion.
I think it's just above 60.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And now imagine we have $35.4 additional dollars that's coming into the state every year, and a lot of that can contribute to either savings or our annual budget, which would be pretty cool to have that additional dollars coming in. But that's just Nashville, right? This is just Nashville. So,
and Clarksville, we can't forget Clarksville.
Yeah, Nashville and Clarksville. So the state, we will be getting, I feel like, close to hitting a state budget, but in reality, we won't. But, you know, maybe our budgets will start hitting tens of billions instead of single digit billions.
Yeah. Possibly, for Metro Nashville.
Yeah,
that's the possibility. $29.3 billion in additional personal income, which I want to know the definition of personal income. Does that mean the amount in bank accounts. I'm not sure. And then $19.5 billion in personal consumer expense. I can't say that word.
$19.5 billion in additional personal consumer expenditures right there. That is a lot of money that is being brought into Nashville. With the impact of 150,000 target sector jobs over the next 5 years of Partnership 2030, 230,459 jobs created in these two metro statistical areas. That's just an amazing, amazing fact of what we could be doing. And honestly, I think that's why Nashville is pushing so hard to develop the East Bank. Because they really have a vision, and you know, this is not Metro Nashville. This is Partnership 2030 is provided from the chamber. So the chamber is almost in a way taking the lead in bringing some of these jobs and opportunities here and casting that vision. And it seems like Metro is trying to make a way for that to happen as far as the space, the building, the planning, and the execution of actually getting those jobs here once the vision is cast, because the chamber's been doing this for quite a while. It said they launched Partnership 2030. I think this – did it say it started in 1990?
Well, so they do 10 years.
They do it on 10-year gaps.
Partnership 2000, Partnership 2020, or in Partnership 2010. So they have a full 9-minute video on the chamber website that you could watch and learn what they've done in the past, and they have provided a ton of jobs, or they've allowed a lot of jobs to come to Middle Tennessee. The biggest question I have is, yes, we plan on adding all of this stuff. Where are we planning on getting the workforce to fulfill these jobs?
We are in an interesting area because you can see a hiring sign on
almost every billboard,
just about every window that you pass.
I've seen it every business I've been into.
Just about every billboard, just about every advertisement that you see is about hiring. It is a very, very valid question of where is that workforce going to come from? A lot of Ford's questions when they moved here into Tennessee is, are we going to have the workforce? They weren't worried about anything else necessarily. It was, you know, can Tennessee produce the workforce in order to have their plant over there kind of in the West Tennessee area? And, you know, that is a very good question, and that's what most companies are asking as they're coming into here. Is the workforce going to be there? That's a tough question.
It is.
Thinking about if we can't get, most of the places in Nashville right now, if they're still looking for people, how are we going to add an additional 150,000 target sector jobs plus
230,000
additional kind of spill off jobs?
Maybe that's all going to be robots like at Party Foul.
That is an interesting point.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking for a job right now, Screen Threads is hiring. So contact Scott at screenthreads.com.
There you go. Yeah. That went very well with what we're talking about today. On our upcoming episode tomorrow is Mayor John Cooper. Is he going to seek re-election for Nashville? We'll talk about that tomorrow, and hope you guys have a fantastic day. See you then. For listening to Nashville Daily.
To learn more about today's episode, visit NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. And to stay connected, head to our Discord and you can find the link at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com/connect. Nashville Daily is now offering tours. If you'd like to take a tour of downtown Nashville, head to the link in the show notes or find out more details at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
Nashville Daily Podcast is an Explore.Nash production. Copyright 2022.